You know, it's been pretty chilly for a lot of people this week. And with the polar vortex, the Winter Olympics, and the Super Bowl all roughly coinciding this year, those of us who live up here in Packerland have been remembering one of the most historic football games ever played, the Ice Bowl. Commentator Bill Pavletic takes us back.
December 31st, 1967 is a date unlike any other in the history of professional football. The Green Bay Packers were scheduled to play the Dallas Cowboys. The winner would be crowned champion of the National Football League. When Vince Lombardi arrived at Lambeau Field that morning, the grass gridiron resembled the surface of a glacier. Temperatures held steady at minus 13 degrees with a wind chill factor of 38 below. Even the hardiest of Packer fans among the sellout crowd struggled with those conditions. Lambeau Field's press box provided no refuge.
By any yardstick, it is indeed cold in Green Bay.
When CBS color analyst Frank Gifford reached for his cup of coffee, it had frozen solid.
It's the coldest field I've ever seen for football.
The game itself looked as if it would be decided early. Quarterback Bart Starr threw a pair of touchdown passes to wide receiver Boyd Dowler. The Packers took a 14-10 lead into halftime. But following a scoreless third quarter, Dallas took its first lead of the day. The numbing cold made it downright improbable either team would score again. But the entire Packers organization understood what hung in the balance. The Packers' offense would have to navigate across 68 yards of ice-slicked turf.
This possession could represent the Packers' last chance.
In 11 plays, Green Bay found themselves at third down and goal on the Dallas 1-yard line. Just 16 seconds remained on the game clock. The sun descended behind Lambeau Field scoreboard. Long, dark shadows draped Starr and his Packers teammates as they broke the huddle to execute the play. Brown right, 31 wedge. Starr, taking the snap on a quick count, tucked the ball into his stomach, lowered his helmet, and drove forward to his right. Offensive guard Jerry Kramer and center Ken Bowman created a momentary gap in the Dallas defensive line, allowing Starr to lunge into the end zone. After Don Chandler's extra point made it 21-17, the gun sounded. The euphoric Lambeau Field crowd erupted. Fans stormed the field. In the locker room, the team's jubilation was comparatively subdued.
Coach, can you compare this with any of the other ones? Everybody always says, is this one of the greatest Packers?
It's a little bit too early to compare anything with anyone. We have another game to play.
Vince Lombardi drove his men to be champions under any circumstances. As in life, courage, oftentimes in the harshest of conditions, precedes greatness.
Bill Pavletic is a documentary filmmaker and the author of Green Bay Packers, Trials, Triumphs, and Tradition.